We're in the middle of Simon Reish Chaf Hei, in which the Ramah discusses the idea of the bracha of Baruch Shepatrani when it comes to a bar mitzvah. And it's brought down whether or not Shema Malchus, whether Hashem's name should be said. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that we do not find this bracha in the Gemara. And therefore, perhaps Shema Malchus should not be recited. We should just say, it should not say Hashem Elokeinu. Amnon das Hagra, b'Birodim Acher Shehuskru Bracha Zu B'Medrash. The fact is, according to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Gra, since it is cited, this bracha in the Medrash, therefore, in fact, the bracha should be said with Shema Malchus. Yeshul Varech Shema Malchus Ayin. He says you should look at others who also, such as the Chayadam, that says the bracha should be said with Shema Malchus, and if you do so, lo hifsid, you have not lost out in any way, you haven't done anything wrong, it's not like you said Hashem's name for no reason. V'chein matzinu eitzel harbi migdoli hadoros, he says, there are many of the great scholars and the leaders of the generation that also had the custom that when this bracha was recited, it's with Shema Malchus. This is what it says. It's said, cited in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch this way, and the Aruch HaShulchan, also the custom of Lubavitch, Rav Diskin, Rav Salanter, all of these people were of the opinion that the bracha should be said with Shema Malchus. It says, however, Hashemim bracha zu, Shema Malchus ono achre hamein. Of course, you would answer amen to this bracha. However, avol ein l'nahi kein ella l'mi shekabala biyado. That the whole custom, whether a person should do so or should not do so, really depends on one's minhag. And as I mentioned last time, it's interesting, in the art scroll, you'll see that the Shema Malchus is actually said in parentheses. And over there, if you have a moment, you'll see there's a little paragraph that discusses this dispute, whether it should be done. And of course, it depends on the minhag hamakom. So I want to spend a couple more moments discussing the time in which this bracha is recited. The Mishnah Berurah said, "V'achshav nahagu shlo lavarich ad shah shahanar mispal b'tzibor b'toras shliach tzibor or shehu kari b'torah b'shabbos rishon." It says on the very first Shabbos in which this child is reading from the Torah or he gets an aliyah, that's the best time, even if he's already turned officially his 13th birthday. He's already 13 years in one day. She'az noidel rabim shehu bar mitzvah. That's something in which to publicly declare that this child is now has reached the age, and therefore that is the time in which a person would say this bracha. Now, based on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that it's not necessarily the first time the Torah is read, and even if this child is reading from a Sefer Torah, let's say, for example, it's a Monday, a Thursday, but he says Dafka should be B'Shabbos Rishon, the very first Shabbos. However, he brings down over here, O Kesha'olu Torah B'Sheni B'Chamishi, O Shar Kriyas HaTorah B'Mos HaChol, Kol Moed. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't mean Dafka Shabbos. Any time that the Torah is read, that is the time. Achim Rotzel L'Hamtin, at Shabbos, perhaps you may want to wait, even if, let's say, Monday came, Thursday came. If you want to wait until Shabbos, lahodos Hashem Yisbarach, brovam harshus biyado. Perhaps you want to wait until there's a larger group in which one is able to truly publicize that this child is of bar mitzvah. Then that's something which is certainly acceptable, which a lot of people do. Im kilachat chila ratzoi b'roi shehe brachazu miyad liachas shal parmishon l'toru l'acher gudulaso. If in fact you wish to lachat chila go ahead and to say this bracha the first time that the Torah is read, even if it's not a Shabbos, certainly there's nothing wrong with doing that. But though you should know, kiel pimakar advarim, it's brought down that in hechrach shnehe bracha dafka be'ez kriyas haTorah. Even though we do this bracha at the time the Torah is read, the bracha that the father makes does not have to be necessarily in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Mashal, a person is living in a community in where there is no Sefer Torah, they have no access to a Sefer Torah, there's no minyan. That doesn't mean that this child will never hear this bracha from his father. V'chein, in hechrach shnehe dafka b'nachto shel nar habar mitzvah, doesn't necessarily mean that the father has to say it in front of his child, that his son has to hear this bracha. It's possible that the father can still say this bracha even if his child is not there. V'chein ein zman migvul levracha zu. There's no actual boundary in time specific of when this bracha must be said. V'yochol levracha kol zman shiyirtza. You can actually say this bracha any time that you wish. V'yafil beinu vein atzmo blo minyan. It doesn't make a difference. Even if there's no minyan, the father could say this bracha, even if it's to himself. LLP Dibriya Poskim Nahogul Chathil of Rakhba Es Kriyasa Torah. This is what we do. The preferable way is when the Torah is being read. V'yoyse Yeshua Hakbid Shehe B'nuchos HaBen. Certainly it's also preferable that the child should be present at the time that this bracha is said. And the reason why he brings down, interesting, if you look at the last words of this bracha, of Me'ansho Shel Zeh, when you say Zeh, this, generally, when you're talking about this, it's something which is in front of you. It's right here. So therefore, when you say that bracha, which is shelzeh, which is referring to the child, it's better that the child should be present. Ach einu li'ikuva. But if the child's not here, that doesn't mean you didn't say the bracha properly. And just in conclusion, he brings down, practically speaking, what if for some reason the child cannot be in the presence of the father? Let's say, even for example, the father is just unable to be in the same community, in the same country. Does this father say the bracha? So he says, "Lachen im yesh siba." There's some situation. She'ena av yochel avarach bracha zum noch ben beis kriyas haTorah, that he's just not going to be around the very first time the child is called up to the Torah, which we find in numerous situations. We can use our imagination. So he says, "Yamtin ad lamid yom." The father could wait and should wait for 30 days if during those 30 days he will be in front of his son and in front of the Sefer Torah. That's what should be done. Be yodeh if you know. Shegam im yamtin lamid yom lo yochel avarech beis kriyas haTorah. If, let's say, for 30 days you know you're not going to see your son, you're not going to be in front of the Sefer Torah, then yavarech beis suudas habar mitzvah kishanar habar mitzvah mevarech al hakos. And what you would do is you would have your child, if you're not at a place where this is Sefer Torah, but let's say during that 30-day time, you're going to have some type of celebration, and you should have the child lead the benching. Because even though he's not reading from the Torah, he's not getting Aliyah, Shebezeg Gamke Nikir Gedulaso, it still shows that he is now of age, that he is able to participate and lead a mezumen. Yafil ein shom minyan el mezumen shlosha. Even if only have three people there, that's also good, because of course we don't hold that a katan should participate in a mezumen. So the fact that he is, that is a good time for this father to say the bracha. Of course, this is under extreme circumstances. V'im gamze enu yochel ki enu nimsel yad beno b'yom shasabar ben yud gimel shana. Let's say he's not going to be around when his child turns 13. V'gam ad shloshim yom shalachakach limos elasido. You're not going to be with him at all for those 30 days. Yivorach habracha afil enu b'tzad letzido beno letzido. Even though your child is not in front of you, you should still say this bracha. V'chadchila yelifnei asar anashim. Should be done front of 10 people. So to recap, if in fact a father is going to be with his son for 30 within the 30-day span, in front of the Sefer Torah, should do that. If in fact he's not going to be in front of the Sefer Torah, but he'll participate in some type of celebration, then the child should lead the mezumen, and you can say the bracha at that point. If those 30 days are going to go by and you know that you're not going to be with your son, then you should say the bracha, but it should be done in the presence of a minyan.